prepare yourself for a talk radio experience like no other.
Strap yourselves in and hold on.
He stands for truth. He stands for justice. He stands for what's right. This is the Alex Jones Show. Call Alex now, toll free, at 877-590-5525. Now live from Austin, Texas, here's Alex Jones.
Hello, friends, and thank you for joining us for this live Sunday edition. I'm Alex Jones, your host. Of course, I have a syndicated transmission Monday through Friday for 4 hours, but then I come in every Sunday because so much news develops over the weekend going into the new week, first day of the new week. We are here, not playing hooky for you, bringing the latest news and information as we track the criminal activities of the global elite, also known as the New World Order. We're going to be going through a lot of really important news today, and I want to take a lot of your phone calls. If you have any question, any comment, you disagree with me, you agree, you want to take me to task or want to ask a question about a piece of legislation or find out if I have a take on it or if I'm even aware of it, I will be here live for the next 2 hours. And again, we thank you for spending part of your Sunday with us, our great listeners across the country listening on the AM and FM dial, a growing list of wonderful affiliates, global shortwave listeners on WWCR. We have the number one radio audience on the internet at Infowars.com, as registered by Shoutcast, Alexa, and others. Folks listening on the internet and several different satellite systems, thank you for joining us on this Sunday. Now, I want to get into the economy some later. I also want to talk about the escalating tensions with Russia and, quote, the West, and who is really behind reigniting the Cold War. And I also have a large stack of police state news, the surveillance control grid, the military surveillance apparatus being turned against the American people. So I want to go over those three areas, the economy, what's happening with Russia, and, of course, Iran, and now the police state. Just to recap what's happened with Russia, about, 11 days ago, or on 8/8/8, there was a premeditated sneak attack on Ossetia and Abkhazia, two breakaway republics that broke away in 1992 from Georgia. Georgia, in the Caucasus on the Black Sea, historically has been part of Russia going back more than 300 years. That's where Joseph Stalin and many other famous Soviets came from. But in 1991, when the Soviet Union collapsed, several breakaway areas were predominantly Russian citizens, purely Russian, and the Georgians began ethnic cleansing them and slaughtering them. This is all part of the public record. This is not debated. This is history. And so a United Nations force came in, made up of Georgians, Ukrainians, Russians, Poles, and others. And in the early morning hours of 8/8/8, in fact, right at midnight, right at the start of the Olympics, as a smokescreen, Mikhail Shaskavili launched a sneak attack. Now, the sneak attack began with Georgian peacekeepers inside the military and police bases, inside the capital of Ossetia and surrounding towns, literally coming up behind the Russians and slitting their throats, stabbing them. When Russians would run out of their barracks, they would be machine gunned by their fellow peacekeepers. It has now come out that the United States, if you can call it that, the people that have hijacked our nation, were directing all of this, and that's all admitted in mainstream news, just buried in the stories. Then, about 125 tanks, a bunch of helicopters and jets, as well as more than 100 self-propelled missile launchers, opened fire on the major towns and cities of Ossetia, tried to take a gorge going into Abkhazia, the other Russian area, and the peacekeepers that survived, as the Georgian forces backed up by U.S., Israeli, and NATO troops, and Haaretz is reporting this, they're very proud of it, so we got a lot of this from the Israeli newspapers, so is Wynette News, went house to house killing all the women and children. They would be begging for their lives. In fact, the footage is all over Russian TV, all over European TV, not here in the U.S. Our media is so controlled. And they go door to door, and it just shows the houses full of the lined up bodies of women, children, and men. They would just have them line up, shoot them up against the wall. 2,000 of them in one town alone in less than 12 hours they kill. Anyone on the streets, they mowed them down. This was ethnic cleansing meant to draw the Russians in so that the media knowing, the corporate-controlled media knowing our public so dumbed down here in the United States that they could tell us, oh, God, look, Russia just snuck attacked Georgia. Oh, my gosh, we've got to move U.S. troops in and basically have war with them. And it was purely, and Zbigniew Brzezinski, who's now running things up there at the White House and advising both political candidates, McCain and Obama, he had recommended in two of his books he just published in the last 6 years, The Grand Chessboard in 97 and another, so I guess it's the last 10 years, in The Grand Chessboard, he talks about starting bushfires, starting wars in Georgia. Tom Clancy's written about how a war would start in 2008 in Ossetia in Georgia, wrote that 7 years ago. They loved to let you know what they were planning. U.S. troops began massing there in the last 6 years. Israeli troops began massing in the last 6 years. And they ran a sneak attack on Russia to reignite the Cold War. They've got to have an enemy to sell weapon systems to on both sides. They've got to have an enemy to scare the population into submission. And at the same time, they don't want Russia to be able to continue to export its oil and natural gas to Europe and surrounding countries because they found oil and gas reserves larger than what's in the Middle East and Central Asia in Russia proper and its satellites. And so this is a major power shift. And so a sneak attack was launched by, and it's admitted now, U.S. Special Forces backing up Georgians with Israeli and NATO and Ukrainian Special Forces, a sneak attack. The Russians came in, pushed them out, pulled back up to near the border of Russia. They're only about 10 miles over the border into Ossetia. A massive escalation, a rekindling or a reigniting of the Cold War in a big, big way. Now, if that wasn't enough, weapon systems, satellite systems, tanks, U.S. troops have been moving in to Czechoslovakia, to Poland, to Ukraine, and four other nations, not counting Georgia. I guess it's a total of nine, menacing Russia. And Friday, I read on air the official NATO doctrine. It's now public, and it says our doctrine is to encircle Russia and launch a sneak attack, nuclear attack. We are publishing this to provocate Russia into World War III. We want to have a nuclear war with you. And I read that, and I had a top professor from the University of Ottawa on to read the official document. We posted it up on Infowars.com, official policy. So when you hear it's an anti-missile defense shield, that's not what it is. These are short-range missiles all around the borders of Russia so that the West can launch a sneak attack, a sneak nuke attack on the Russians, and then they can't counter with mutually assured destruction back what kept us from having nuclear war over the last 58, 60 years. I don't know, since about 1954, so we're talking about 56 years. Where we don't nuke them, they don't nuke us, there's a balance of power. When the Russians tried to move weapons into our theater, into our hemisphere, we had the Cuban Missile Crisis back in 1961. Well, now the United States is moving weapon systems into there so that Russia can't respond and telling the Russians. So the top Russian general, Putin, the prime minister, and their president all went on TV this week saying, please stop. They read our doctrine on air, and by our, we need to start realizing this isn't our government, this isn't our military, this isn't even our country anymore at the highest levels. It's been hijacked by the New World Order. And their general said, fine, we adopt your preemptive strike system. We understand you're planning to launch a nuclear attack on us. We're now going to retarget the U.S., retarget Europe, and move in short-range tactical nuclear weapons into that theater. And they did roll several nukes into the area of South Ossetia and Abkhazia. So when we come back, I'm going to read a story, a article, The Neocons Do Georgia, by Dr. Paul Craig Roberts, former Wall Street Journal editor, former head of policy, Department of Treasury. father of Reaganomics, because he puts it best in just a few pages. And then after that, after the bottom of the hour news, I'm going to take unlimited calls today, except for the last segment. I'm going to air a few minutes of an interview I did with the Austin police chief this week. It was an hour-long interview. I'm going to air about 10 minutes of it. Stay with us.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold for your IRA? That's right. Gold has been available to be placed in IRAs since 1986. Yet still, the financial industry refuses to recognize the value of real hard assets for your retirement. The truth be told, gold and silver has outperformed paper investments like stocks, bonds, and CDs, yet no word about IRAs. Perhaps the financial institutions want to maintain control of your assets by keeping you in paper. If you'd like to take a look at gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low return on your paper investments. Call 800-686-2237. Make sure that you secure your future. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful, attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
Hi there. I want to talk to you about a dirty word. Hangover. I know. As the makers of Drink and Mate hangover defense tablets, we hear it every day. Grown, respectable adults don't get hangovers. Hangovers are what you got in college when you had about 10 too many at the frat house and then rolled out of bed bright and early at the crack of noon the next day. These days, well, sure, sometimes you'll have a couple drinks with dinner and sometimes you'll wake up with a little headache feeling just a bit queasy. But that's not really a hangover, is it? Well, call it what you want, but now you don't need to get one. Thanks to Drink and Mate Hangover Defense. Just pop one fizzy Drink and Mate tablet into a glass of water just after you have a couple drinks. They taste great, and the patented guava leaf extract formula works while you sleep. So you wake up with no headache, no queasiness, no hangover. Look for the green box at retailers everywhere. For a location near you, visit drinkandmate.com. Drink and Mate Hangover Defense. It's how smart, responsible people like us avoid hangovers.
Have you ever thought about what's in your shampoo, soap, or detergent? How about chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodium, formaldehydes, and more? Even fragrance can indicate the presence of some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi, this is Alex Jones. I was shocked when I discovered I could be inhaling these additives that can lead to coughing, wheezing, and shortness of breath, headaches, nausea, irritation of the skin, and mucous membranes. Now compare Calben Pure Soap. All natural, earth-friendly, no harsh chemicals, no animal testing. They're safe, and you save 85% of the money you're spending on cleaning products now. Start saving over $1,000 a year for your family of four. Keep it natural. Call Calben Pure Soap for a free catalog at 1-800-340-7091 or log on to 5starsoap.com. Try Calben Pure Soaps, and I'll bet you'll never use any other cleaning products again. Call 1-800-340-7091 for all your cleaning needs.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio? Well, search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
This report is from Creator Syndicate, posted on Infowars.com. The neocons do Georgia. Dr. Paul Craig Roberts, a true conservative, a true Republican. The success of the Bush regime's propaganda, lies, and deception with gullible and inattentive Americans since 9/11 has made it difficult for intelligent, aware people to be optimistic about the future of the United States. For almost 8 years, the U.S. media has served as a ministry of propaganda for a war criminal regime. Americans incapable of thinking for themselves, reading between the lines, or assessing foreign media on the Internet have been brainwashed. As the Nazi propagandist Joseph Goebbels said, it is easy to deceive the people. You just tell them that they have been attacked and wave the flag. It certainly worked with Americans. The gullibility and unconcern of the American people has had many victims. There are over 1 million dead Iraqis. There are 4 million displaced Iraqis. No one knows how many are maimed or orphaned. Iraq is in ruins, its infrastructure destroyed by American bombs, missiles, and helicopter gunships. We do not know the death toll in Afghanistan, but even the American public regime protests the repeated killings of women and children by U.S. and NATO troops. We don't know what the death toll would be in Iran if Dick Cheney and the neocons succeeded in their plot with Israel to bomb Iran, perhaps with nuclear weapons, as they stated they want to, I would add. What we do know is that all this murder and destruction has no justification and is evil. It is the work of evil men who have no qualms about lying and deceiving in order to kill innocent people to achieve their undeclared agenda. That such evil people have control over the United States government and media damns the American public for eternity. America will never recover from the shame and dishonor heaped upon her by the neocon Bush regime. The success of the neocon propaganda has been so great that the opposition party has not lifted a finger to rein in the Bush regime's criminal actions. Even Obama, who promises change, is too intimidated by the neocon success in brainwashing the American population to do what his supporters hoped he would do and lead us out of the shame in which the neocon Bush regime has imprisoned us. No, he's saying he's going to intensify it. Just like McCain, they're all controlled by the same people, I would add. This about sums up the pessimistic state in which I existed prior to the go-ahead given by the Bush regime to its puppet in Georgia to ethnically cleanse South Ossetia of Russians in order to defuse the separatist movement. The American media, a.k.a. the Ministry of Lies and Deceit, again accommodated the criminal Bush regime and proclaimed the Russian invasion to cover up the ethnic cleansing of Russians in South Ossetia by the Georgian military assault. Only this time, the rest of the world didn't buy it. The many years of lies, 9/11, Iraq, weapons of mass destruction, Al-Qaeda connections, Yellowcake, anthrax attack, Iranian nukes, the United States doesn't torture, the bombings of weddings, funerals, and child soccer games, Abu Ghraib renditions, Guantanamo Bay, various fabricated terrorist plots, the determined assault on civil liberties have taken their toll on American credibility worldwide. No one outside America any longer believes the U.S. media or the U.S. government. The rest of the world reported the facts, an assault on Russian civilians by American and Israeli-trained and equipped Georgian troops. The Bush regime, overcome by hubris, expected Russia to accept this act of American hegemony. But the Russians did not, and the Georgian military was set fleeing for its life. The neocon American response to the Russian failure to follow the script and to be intimidated by the unipower was so imbecilic that it shattered the brainwashing to which Americans had succumbed. McCain declared, this is a quote, I played this Friday on the air, in the 21st century, nations don't invade other nations. Imagine the laughs Jon Stewart will get out of that on The Daily Show. In the early years of the 21st century, the United States has already invaded two countries and has been beating the drums for attacking a third. President Bush, the chief invader of the 21st century, echoed McCain's claim that nations don't invade other nations. Total contempt for the American people. They know you're dumbed down, folks. This disconnected claim shocked even brainwashed Americans, as readers' emails revealed. If the 21st century countries don't invade other countries, why has Bush done what he's done in Iraq and Afghanistan, and why are the naval armadas and propaganda arrayed against Iran about? Have two of the worst warmongers of modern times, Bush and McCain, called off the U.S.-Israeli attack on Iran? If McCain is elected president, is he going to pull U.S. troops out of Iraq and Afghanistan because nations don't invade other nations, in his own words? Or is President Bush going to beat him to it? with five naval attack groups now in the Gulf, I would add. We all know the answer. The two stooges are astonished that the Americans have taught hegemony to Russians, who were previously operating, naively perhaps, on the basis of goodwill. That's right. NATO's threatened to preemptively nuke Russia out of a blue sky, so Russia's saying, we may nuke you out of a blue sky. Suddenly, the Western Europeans have realized that being allied with the United States is like holding a tiger by the tail. No European community wants to be hurled into war with Russia, especially when 80% of their oil and gas is supplied by them, I would add. Germany, France, and Italy must be thanking God they blocked Georgia's membership into NATO. The Ukraine, where a sick nationalism has taken hold by funding by the neocon National Endowment for Democracy, will be the next conflict between American pretensions and Russia. Russia is being taught by the neocons that freeing the constituent parts of its empire has not resulted in their independence, but in their absorption into the American empire. Unless enough Americans can overcome their brainwashed state and rigged Diebold voting machines, turn out the imbecilic Republicans, and hold the neoconservatives accountable for their crimes against humanity, a crazed neocon U.S. government will provoke nuclear war with Russia. The neoconservatives represent the greatest ever faced, the greatest danger ever faced by the United States and the world. Humanity has no greater enemy. Now, that's a true conservative, former editor of the Wall Street Journal, former father, well, the father of Reaganomics, Ronald Reagan's confidant, a true conservative. The United States snuck attack Russia on the 8th, ladies and gentlemen, and it's all over the world. It's a fact. And the world sees Bush and McCain and Rice and Obama saying that Russia snuck attacked Georgia, and they're just going, oh, my God, this is too off the charts. What are they talking about? In one city, they killed 2,000 people in 12 hours, shooting everyone on the streets, going door to door, killing families. And I was watching Fox News this week, and they had Americans who were in Georgia saying, thank God the Russians attacked and were killing everyone. We barely got out. And then Fox goes, we have to cut the commercial. And they come back and say, that's just what Russia wants you to believe. It's an admitted fact. I have to say the Austin American Statesman got it right and admitted that Russia was snuck attacked by the U.S. But it's not the U.S. It's the New World Order. And the dictator, and he is a dictator, they got black op torture camps and secret arrested dissidents in Georgia, and they have ghost sites where they take, you know, kidnap people worldwide in Georgia. The U.S. does. He went on CNN and said, this is about the New World Order. We got to take down Russia. Folks, Russia isn't Iran or Iraq. They got 20,000 nukes. This isn't defenseless Arabs that we can kill and celebrate in their blood. I mean, this is like Napoleon attacking Russia or Hitler attacking Russia. The good guys don't attack countries, don't sneak attack countries. Russia wants to trade with us, not have war. We'll be right back. Infowars.com has all these reports. Your call straight ahead after the news.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Did you know that pH balance is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 9 or higher. Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals and elements. This product is a one-of-a-kind in its strength and effectiveness. Using plasma pH drops is one of the best ways to make your water alkaline while helping you get rid of acid and regaining your health and energy. With just 10 drops, you can raise the pH level of the water you drink up to the pH of 10. Alkalizing water helps the body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-344-3420 today.
Oh, what a beautiful day for the beach. Look, up there in the sky, it's Narnax Man. He's in a dive.
He must have found some ugly toenails on the beach.
Let's go look.
I'm Narnax Man, and your toenails need Narnax Nail Gel. Stop hiding them in the sand. Take them out. Let's see them.
Ooh. Oh, I'm so embarrassed.
Don't worry. Now there's Narnax Nail Gel. Use it on your toenails regularly, and they'll look fantastic in sandals.
Oh, I will, Narnax Man.
Great. Well, I'm off to find more ugly toenails.
Don't let Narnax Man find you with unsightly toenails. Buy diabetic-friendly, money-back guaranteed Narnax Nail Gel. It's in the foot care aisle at Supercenters, Walgreens, CVS, Long's, Meijer, Giant Eagle, Car Drug, Snyder's, Duane Reade, Philo, and Rite Aid.
Fact: rapid industrialization has resulted in environmental pollution, and its curse on world health is staggering. We live in a toxic world that is bombarded by 7 new chemicals each day. The human body is amazing and efficient in design, but because of the polluted world in which we live, is unable to remove all toxins. The solution: detoxification integrated with Electro Chi Premier Energy Foot Spa. The Electro Chi Premier Energy Foot Spa helps to aid in cleansing the body of harmful toxins while energizing and oxygenating your entire body at the cellular level. Detoxification works with the Electro Chi Premier Energy Foot Spa because it addresses the needs of individual cells, the building blocks of human life, for mental clarity, restored vitality, a stronger immune system, clear skin, and health in every aspect of your being. Order your Electro Chi Premier Energy Foot Spa by visiting NutraMedical.com or call Dr. William Deagle at 888-212-8871, 888-212-8871.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Coming to you from the capital of Texas, broadcasting the truth coast to coast and worldwide, this is The Alex Jones Show.
This week, the British Prime Minister, the president of Turkey, the president of Georgia, and a bunch of others have all called for a world government. They say only a world government can stop this crisis in the Caucasus surrounding southern Russia. And you go read the definition for a new world order and what the white papers from government say it is. It's a world government. And then I still get emails every day saying I'm crazy, it doesn't exist. And I'm not going to let the White House get away with the fact that 2 weeks ago, it was reported on MSNBC, of course we broke it, but it was reported later by MSNBC, that Cy Hirsch, at a media conference, said, well, I published a few months ago the fact that the U.S. government wanted to stage terror attacks on its own military to blame it on Iran, but he said, I didn't give details. Let me give you details. Dick Cheney wanted to paint up patrol boats to look like they were Iranian and have Navy SEALs come and attack U.S. naval ships. Yes, you heard me right. And that just kind of calmly got reported. Oh, Dick Cheney wanted to stage terror attacks, but was overruled. Who can overrule him but the president? And people are still debating whether 9/11 was an inside job or not, despite the fact we have declassified government plans like Operation Northwoods to stage just such attacks. I mean, I'm sorry. But people have been trained that patriotism is worshiping the government, not questioning the establishment, acting like the government's our friend and there to help us. When I'm sorry, it's bankrupt, it's been bought up by foreign interests, and they're using us to build a world government and an empire. And they're running it up on our credit card, on our dollar, on our debt. Okay, I said I'd take a lot of calls. We're going to take 7 of them in a row, starting right now. Zach, John, Matt, Motto, Al, Todd, Jonathan, and many, many others. Right now, Zach in Utah, you're on the air.
Hey, how you doing, Alex?
That stuff's getting pretty wild. How you doing?
I'm doing all right. I just want to get your opinion on something. in the book of Revelations, in the King James version of the Bible, it talks about the seven-headed dragon or the serpent. And I was wondering, like, if you had the same thoughts I had, that dragon represents world government. And it says that the Antichrist, we put in charge of the world government, and he'll be given the power to kill people who don't follow.
Well, it says he'll be put over the 10 regions. And guess what? Under the United Nations, there are 10 world regions. I don't get into things generally from a spiritual or religious perspective. We just cover the news, and people can decide if that fits into Scripture for themselves. But I have to say, it's pretty scary because, yeah, Revelation says this world government based in Europe will get in a fight with, and it uses the ancient name of Russia, to then start this world war, and that will then kill, what is it, like a third of the world's population. Pretty scary stuff. Let's go ahead now and talk to John in North Carolina. You're on the air, John.
Hey, Alex. Thanks for taking my call. I just wanted to let all the listeners know that the two breakaway republics in Georgia, Abkhazia and South Ossetia, weren't traditionally part of Georgia. They only became part of Georgia when Stalin incorporated them as part of Georgia in the 1920s.
That's right. He was from Georgia proper, and so that was kind of a little hors d'oeuvre to his buddies from his hometown. He's from the capital of Tbilisi. And, I mean, it's a fact. I'm getting callers on air during the weekday show and emails saying, I'm lying, Russia attack, because people can't believe the media lies that bad. If you even, folks, just go to the AP and read their chain of events, you know, the rundown, the fact sheet, I mean, it will admit that there was a sneak attack launched by U.S.-backed Georgian forces. And that, but I mean, that's how evil our media is that the nightly news keeps saying Russia attacks, Russia attacks. Russia didn't attack anybody.
Yeah, and people should also take a look at what happened in Kosovo, where NATO went in there about 10 years ago, and they actually did ethnically cleanse the Christian Serbs, and then they just handed it over this year to the KLA.
To the Muslims.
Muslims.
Yeah, absolutely. That's an absolute fact. But in fact, we have articles up on Infowars.com. The famous Newsweek photo of the starving man at barbed wire, and they said, we've got to invade. It turns out that was a UN food station on the Macedonian border there to the east of southern Serbia, southern Kosovo. It's Albania, straight to the south, and then right to the east, it's Macedonia, formerly part of Greece. That's where Alexander the Great's from. And, again, but Americans don't know that. They don't know that they use Muslim al-Qaeda. And this is admitted. This is a Senate report to attack for 2 years the Serbs. The Serbs finally fought back. Then NATO came in, bombed them, bombed Belgrade proper in northern Serbia, took over, promised they were never going to give it to Albania, and last year fully gave it to the Albanians and then mass murdered tens of thousands of Serbs with NATO-led forces.
Absolutely. Well, thanks for taking my call. I really appreciate your coverage of the whole situation. Hopefully it will be diffused.
You bet. Thank you. And don't forget, a few years ago in 2006, Slobodan Milosevic was in The Hague being tried for like 5 years, and they would never let him have a trial. And he kept bringing up all this, so they gagged him in his own trial. Then he was able to get messages out through his lawyer that he'd been told to basically plead guilty or they were going to poison him. And this came out in the news. Then he poisoned himself with a bizarre type of very rare poison, and they claim it was snuck to him in his cell. He's saying that they're going to poison me if I don't say I did all this. The Muslims attacked us. Please, they're going to poison me. Then they murdered him the next week. Oh, you're talking out. Oh, we'll just murder you. It's the same thing with Radovan Kojovic right now coming out. Let's go ahead. But, you know, those are just facts. Who wants facts? Better just to believe lies, huh? Matt in Chicago, but remember, the government is not our government. It's destroying our borders, our sovereignty, setting up a police state here, too. But people think patriotically, just nuke the Russians. I've been hearing that. Nuke them, nuke them. These aren't defenseless Arabs, good old boys. You know, the good old boys can't find Iraq on a map, but they like to, you know, mad, there's some brown people. Let's kill them. I'm tough. Yeah, let's get tough. Let's nuke Russia right now. I'm seeing that all over the place. I mean, they got nukes, folks. This country's in a lot of trouble. Let's talk to Matt in Chicago. Matt, you are on the air.
Good afternoon, Alex. How you doing?
Well, not too good. They just kicked off another giant cold war, but it's not cold.
Yeah, it's terrible. I'm trying to convince my family and friends the real story.
Oh, they think Russia attacked, huh?
They follow Fox News religiously, basically. I just wanted to share two quick stories with you. First on the economic front and the war on censorship. This past Thursday, AP had posted a story on Chicago Tribune's website breaking down the how inflation is at a 17-year high.
Mm-hmm.
So in response to that, being the info warrior I am, posted a comment on there with four links breaking down M3 is no longer reported by the Fed, what the impacts of that are.
Well, tell folks M3 is the outside the country money supply.
Right. And so basically I broke that down, and then I broke down the problems endured by the world due to the private federal...
Oh, but you weren't allowed on a comment board to actually share info.
Right, right. Well, the big thing is most of the people who posted comments in response to that agreed with me, and that was pretty surprising on mainstream news. But so throughout the evening, as a typical narcissistic person, I frequently checked...
No, you want to commune and interface with other fellow humans.
Get, right.
This is kind of the digital soapbox in the town square. You want to see what had been said, and let me guess, your links were taken down.
Well, yeah, there were over 20-plus posts the night before I went to bed. I woke up in the morning, went in, looked on the Chicago Tribune, two posts total the next day. Mine and all responses to mine were removed.
Well, let me read the story you're talking about. Consumer prices rise at double the expected rate. Now, remember, that's at double their cooked numbers. It's
right.
Really about...
My first note saying that it's three times what they report.
Yeah, consumer prices shot up in July at twice the expected rate, pushed higher by surging energy and food costs. The latest surge left inflation running at the highest rate in 17 years. And they claim that it's 5.6%, but every private firm and bank that analyzes it says between 13 and 15. But I guess you weren't allowed to link to that.
No, we can't let people know that.
Well, hey, let the yuppies believe it's only at 5.6.
The second story I want to get out real quick. Just notice on the cover of Time magazine, the title of the cover magazine article is How to Stop a New Cold War. Authored by none other than the grand chessboard mastermind, Zbigniew Brzezinski.
Oh, he's going to save us? Is the world government going to save us?
He is claiming...
Got to jump. We're going to come back with more calls. Stay with me.
Every week, thousands of violent crimes are committed. Don't let yourself become a statistic. Be smart. Be safe. Trust pepper spray instead of your luck. Pepperspray.com is the only website you'll ever need for all of your non-lethal self-defense supplies. Pepperspray.com carries one of the largest assortments of pepper spray and personal safety products on the web. From big to small, we have it all. Pepper spray, mace, animal repellents, stun guns, and tasers. Pepperspray.com also carries a large assortment of products for personal, home, child, and pet safety. Pepperspray.com has great news for outdoor enthusiasts. Now you can protect yourself against possible animal attacks with safe, humane animal repellents. Featuring counter-assault bear deterrent and mace brand animal repellent. Enter radio in the coupon box and you'll receive 10% off your order. So what are you waiting for? Go to PEPPERspray.com. That's Pepperspray.com or call 1-800-908-9988 today.
If the cost of your prescriptions are getting out of control, you want to listen carefully to this. RxDrugCard.com is a simple, innovative program designed to give individuals the same purchasing power as large HMOs and insurance companies. As a member of RxDrugCard.com, you'll enjoy savings of up to 80% on all prescription medications at over 52,000 USA pharmacies, including Walmart, Walgreens, and Eckerd's. Don't risk ruining your health by using cheap, counterfeit, foreign drugs. This program provides savings on safe, genuine, FDA-approved medications with low membership fees, unlimited use, no age or income requirements, and coverage for all pre-existing conditions. RxDrugCard.com is an absolute must for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. Enroll today for as little as $4.50 per month at www.RxDrugCard.com and start saving immediately. RxDrugCard.com is backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit RxDrugCard.com or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
Since the year 2000, earthquakes, heat waves, droughts, tsunamis, floods, fires, and hurricanes have killed over 1 million people worldwide and forced tens of millions to go without food and water. After Katrina, the media was eager to show victims in New Orleans begging for food. If a disaster strikes you and your loved ones and you have no stored food, you'll be begging as well. Now our economy is slipping into an abyss that even Donald Trump says will make the Great Depression look like a Sunday picnic. The U.S. dollar is worth less today than it was even last week. Before food prices skyrocket, trucks stop running, and stores close their doors, Survival Enterprises can help you prepare. They're master distributors of Mountain House freeze-dried food with up to a 50-year shelf life. Survival Enterprises has real butter, cheese, and bread, real beef, chicken, and turkey, all canned for long-term storage. For their website and more info, call 1-800-753-1981. That's 1-800-753-1981. And remember, if you wait until you need us, it's too late. Call now.
Attention. This is an extremely urgent, self-reliant news bulletin. If you have ever wanted to produce your own cheaper-than-dirt survival food, this is going to be the most important message you will ever hear. Here is why. This network has just learned of a new video course that reveals the secrets of how to safely prepare and store all types of survival foods in an event of social unrest and food shortages here in the U.S. Grain shortages and hunger are spreading across the globe. Will troops guard the food supplies in the U.S. this fall? Don't wait. Learn the food shortage skills that can keep you and your family alive in a crisis. Get the details at foodshortageusa.com. That's foodshortageusa.com. Or you can call toll-free 877-327-0365. Don't wait for empty shelves. Go to foodshortageusa.com while you still have time. www.foodshortageusa.com or toll-free at 877-327-0365. Act now.
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communication Radio Network.
You can't say it's really a U.S. attack on Russia because the American people run nothing, control nothing. We have to realize that to get control of our country back. The government is completely bought and paid for by Fortune 100 companies that are offshore. Doesn't matter what issue it is, they ignore the Constitution, Bill of Rights, and the will of the people. And so I catch myself in the psychology of we have attacked Russia, it's bad. But no, the New World Order has attacked Russia and then told their mindless cattle that Russia attacked. And I keep bringing this up. I got a bunch of economic news coming up in the next hour and some incredible police state news. But we're continuing with your phone calls right now. Motto in Michigan. Thanks for holding her on the air.
Hey, good afternoon, Alex.
Hi.
Or evening, so to speak. So many topics, so little time. Quick for the first caller, the last book in the Bible is the book of Revelation. There's no S on the end. It makes a big difference. And the guy that was just talking about being censored, it brings up a sore subject with me. And I apologize for having to bring it up to you on the air, but I've kind of exhausted all resources in trying to get some resolution through.
Well, just make your point then quickly.
I'm being censored on your message boards. My posts disappear almost instantly or within a few seconds after me posting. I'm never vulgar. I follow the rules. I don't know why this is.
Well, let me ask you a question. Did we censor your call coming into this show?
No, absolutely not.
And we asked where you're calling from, what your name is. Occasionally, if I have a guest on about a specific, say, growth hormone in milk, or mercury and vaccines, I will say, hey, I want it to be about this. But that's a couple
right.
times a week. Most, you know, 90-plus percent of the time, it's whatever you want. To answer the question about the PrisonPlanet.com forum, we have a few moderators on there who are just taken from the people that are Prison Planet forum users. And I don't have the personnel. I have like 15 employees. That sounds like a lot. It's not. Two of them are administrative. Three of them are in shipping because I have an online video and bookstore at Infowars.com. And so I guess that leaves 10 people for radio, video, web. We had to shut down RonPaulWarRoom.com because some bug in it. And if you go look at it, the site's shut down. It's not there today. At least it wasn't a few hours ago. I ordered it taken down this morning because some hole in it was allowing people to post porn on there. And I wanted it to be a user-driven thing, but then we can't seem to stop that. So it's gonna, and then registration, they still just do it. And so it's so abused, it becomes a problem. Now, I have gotten a bigger office. I am going to hire more people. I don't know how I'm going to hire them to actually go in and take the – look, I've had the Secret Service out of my office twice. And they're not mean when they come by my South Austin office. They just say we need the IP address of the person saying kill this – kill Bush, kill Barack Obama. And then the people – start IMing me and emailing me, not IMing, sending me emails, posting on the comments. The Secret Service is at my house in Michigan. The Secret Service is at my house in Austin. Well, why did you give my IP address? Well, because the Secret Service has come to my office. You can't do that. As for people censoring you on there, 9 times out of 10, we have all sorts of server things going on because of millions of people visiting the sites. A lot of times, you will post, and it'll take a few minutes, and you'll see the person start griping. My post hasn't come up yet. You're censoring, and then it pops up. I have never had websites until, like, the last year and a half where you could post comments because of the trouble it causes and because of the provocateuring. We've also gotten rid of some moderators, and we told a few of the moderators who were just volunteers, please be more lenient with people. And so it is what it is. Censorship, in its classic sense, is where they want to shut down the web as you know it and not let you have your own website. Or censorship would be the government coming in with the Fairness Doctrine and saying, I can't have an opinion against gun control, against victim disarmament. I don't want to get into a big treatise on this because I want to take a lot of calls today. But Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.com, the Prison Planet Forum are some of the most free and open places you're going to find anywhere on the web. I'm going to be honest with you. We had people going in there and saying, kill N-word over and over again. So we did ban the key, the keyword usage of kill the N-words. I mean, there has to be some. You see, because what happens is we also caught people with the same IP addresses. They would come in and say, let's start killing police. And they would post above it, my God, look at this website. We need to call the police. Alex Jones is calling for killing police. And then we go look at their IP address, it's the same person. So you understand, we're being set up here. So if you fall through the cracks and something happens to you, that's just the way it is. I mean, if I get some million-dollar donation, I guess I could, hire a bunch of people that, and had exact rules of what we do. But hey, or we could just shut the website down, RonPaulWarRoom.com right now. It isn't there, folks. Like, let me just check online right now because got to lean over here to the computer. This isn't very ergonomic in the studio. Let me go to RonPaulWarRoom.com and see if it's even there anymore. I'm sorry, the transvestite porn that was all over it, it had to come down. RonPaulWarRoom.com. Okay, RonPaulWarRoom.com. Oh, it wants a password. This thing every 10 minutes wants a password. I can't even get on the internet here. Studio is like a torture device. The point is that that's the way it is now. Now, look, they're encircling Russia. The economy's imploding. The dollar's imploding. All this is happening, and we're talking about the big bad Alex Jones. Let's go ahead now and take another call. Let's talk to Al in South Dakota. Al, you're on the air.
Hi, Alex. Thanks for taking my call. See, I just wanted to point out, I have two things to point out. The first one is it adds credibility to what you're saying, I believe. Just to the east of Georgia is a country called Azerbaijan. And the website to take a look at is...
Yeah, Azerbaijan, yeah.
Azerbaijan. And it's the website to take a look at is www.usacc.org. And then click on the leadership, and you'll see some people that are quite familiar to you. Zbigniew Zabrinsky, Henry Kissinger, John Sununu, James Baker, Brent Scowcroft. That's just a few of the people.
Yeah, there are hundreds of billions of dollars of oil, gold, uranium, natural gas in these countries, and these global corporations using our muscle are going in and kind of setting up their own little Dr. Evil kingdoms. They're building secret prisons to fly kidnapped Americans into.
Exactly. And the second point I wanted to make, Alex, was on the last week, silver and gold both dropped dramatically, and this is on a more of a local front. The price is being controlled. If you go to kitco.com, you'll notice that they have a disclaimer on the top there that says they're having trouble because of the high demand. Well, anything that's in high demand normally rises in price.
No, I hear you. I got to jump here on that note because I want to get to more calls. Good point, sir. Listen, this is a psychological warfare tactic that the social engineers use on us. Instead of having a national debate about was it right for U.S.-backed forces, with U.S. troops with them, to mass murder a bunch of innocent Russians, we are now going to have a debate for the next year about who attacked first, when it's admitted in all the publications at the bottom of the article. They'll have articles like Russia attacks Georgia, and at the bottom of the article it'll say after Georgia snuck attack Russia. And so instead we'll talk about, you know, Alex, this will add credibility to your argument. It's like arguing if the sun came up this morning. But they know we have an uninformed population, so then it just becomes a debate about who sounds the slickest or who sounds the most credible on the radio or who's wearing the best suit on TV reading off a teleprompter. You know, who lies the best? The United States has been hijacked. It's set up criminal regimes all around Russia. They're moving weapons in and starting conflicts. For the 2 weeks before the sneak attack, Georgia had been shelling some of their cities and cut off the water supply. That's all an incontrovertible fact. But instead of the issue being why is the New World Order doing this, we have a debate about does the New World Order exist? Or we have a debate about who attacked, who shot first. Because people don't know how to check. They just hear the nightly announcement of Russia attacks Georgia. George Bush says they better pull out. This is unprecedented. Countries don't attack countries and invade nations for no reason in the 21st century. When that's exactly what they've done. All right, we're going to talk to Jonathan, George, Brett, and many others. The toll-free number to join us on air is 877-590-5525, 877-590-5525. Or if you're listening to us locally in Central Texas, 836-0590. My websites are truthnews.us, infowars.net, jonesreport.com, prisonplanet.com, prisonplanet.tv, and infowars.com. All right, ladies and gentlemen, we'll be right back after this quick break.
It's no secret that Genesis Communications Network depends on listeners like you. Now you can do even more to hear Genesis shows in your area. Simply call your local radio stations and tell them about your favorite GCN programs. It's easy. Log on to GCNlive.com or call us toll free, 877-807-4048. Make a difference. Call your local station and contact us through affiliate relations at GCNlive.com or call 877-807-4048. Call today.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.